What sort of movies will we be watching today? Will we be watching good Marvel movies? No. What about Star Wars movies? No. What about the Star Wars Disney movies that are not that great? No. We'll be watching bad but good movies. This is Bad Rad Movies Podcast.
You're gonna have to change it to your mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Hey, that's very, very better. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode of Bad Rad Movies, where we talk about bad movies, hopefully trying to find movies that are the kind that are bad but entertaining. And, yeah, sorry it's been a long time, but, yes, and I'm Richard Succa, by the way, and I have here the innumerable, the incredible Mr. Funny Man.
Oh, and I'm Cameron.
Was that like kind of like a shout out? But
no, that was like how the whole movie went.
Oh,
what we're gonna do today?
Yeah, pretty much. And what movie are we doing today, Cameron, on this episode?
Brain Damage.
It's funny. One night you go to bed, and when you wake up, everything is different. Now Brian's acting a little peculiar.
He's like a completely different person. I don't even know him anymore.
Something's gotten into him.
Sometimes everything glows with a different kind of light.
Deep into him.
What are you telling me? That we killed someone last night?
Something bad.
Brian, Packy.
Something slimy.
What are you doing?
Something very...
I know something's happened to you.
Very...
Who is that?
Hungry.
You can't keep killing people every time you're hungry.
You're mine now, Brian. I own you.
You gotta get out of here fast. Go where?
You're a wreck, Brian.
Leave me alone!
Whenever you want to stop hurting, you come to me.
Brain Damage. It will turn you inside out.
Ooh, Brain Damage. Ooh. Yeah, so this was Cameron's movie that the wheel had landed on. But because it was episode 69, we decided to do Pink Prison, which I was dying when I re-listened to it. I was especially at the ending part of it. But yeah, so before we even talk about Brain Damage, this is the part where we kind of like talk about real stuff, you know, because we don't have a script, or we're not like, ooh, hey, hey, how's it going, everybody? I got my radio voice, because that's what podcasts are like now. So
I know,
we don't
even know when Richard hit record, so.
Oh, it was before you even came in.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to get a reaction off what your name was on the clean feed. What is your name on the clean feed?
This was live the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, my name on the clean feed is Cum Slurper. So that's why I made repeated slurping sounds. Just over-explain.
Oh, fuck. And this podcast is brought to you by Crystal Light Peach Mango Tea flavor. So, yeah.
And again by Mango Cart.
Mango Cart? I thought it was like Machu Picchu water or whatever the fuck it was. Machu Picchu water. Or what? Koku Koku Pukuluku water, whatever the fuck it was.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you were choking. You were like, this episode is brought to you by Machu Picchu
Chuku. Topo Chico?
Topo Chico, there you go. Topo Chico water or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's in the fridge.
Yeah. Speaking of weird names, what was funny was when my girl and I, and the reason why we haven't recorded another episode for so long is because I've been redecorating my apartment and rearranging it, so I'm no longer recording in the kitchen anymore. I'm actually recording in my bedroom now, so I had to move everything, and my girl got me a new desk, like a computer desk, so everything looks all professional now, and it's not in a fucking kitchen anymore, so yeah. And yeah, we've been doing a lot of redecorating, so that's why I haven't really had time to like record, and plus I had to figure out how, if it was still going to work, recording in my bedroom instead of the kitchen. I don't know. Somehow the internet works better in the kitchen, or at least I thought it was going to work better, but no, it works pretty good here. And yeah. And then when my girl and I, we went out, I decided because we're on like this body cleanse thing, because I'm like trying to lose weight again. I went and got this raw kombucha drink and we drank it. I fucking hate that. I hated it. It was disgusting. Because, I mean, I didn't realize that the kombucha is basically fermented fruit drink. Like, they ferment the fruit. And it has that nasty... It's like every... I got the mango one. And I got, like, this whatever spiritual energy one was called. And it just tasted like fucking vinegar. Like, straight pure vinegar. I was like, ugh. But I drank
taste.
Yeah, I drank the whole thing anyway because I don't like to waste stuff, you know, because I think
great
about
for you.
Yeah, I can believe that. So, yeah. And it was disgusting. It was nasty. And what's funny, too, is while I was driving, I thought I saw you for a second. Because my girl and I, we were driving over on Redondo, and there's like this community garden center place that's like over by where Wabba Grill used to be at, but now it's called Alibaba.
I thought, it's good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I have actually had it. I've been ordering from there before. I thought I saw you though, because like the guy actually looked like you, but then when he turned around, that's when I realized, okay, that's not Cameron, because this guy's normal looking, where Cameron kind of has that weird psychotic psychopath look. So I'm like, all right, like that's not
someone
Cameron.
Someone who sits on the corner and like that.
Yeah. So that's how I knew it wasn't you. But anyway, so what have you been up to?
Well, today I carried my dog Davis up a snow-covered mountain.
Oh,
as
okay.
I walked up it.
Your dog must have hated you.
Not climbed it. Walked up it. And no, I think he had a good time. We just got back, so we're a little tired, but yeah, there's a lot of snow out here, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yes.
So, yeah, we've been pretty much doing kind of all that stuff. And, yeah, just getting by.
Yeah. So a little bit of information about this movie, Brain Damage. This movie came out in 1988. I could just hear him going, oh, wow. I'm trying to fucking Owen Wilson that. So Brain Damage came out in 1988, was directed and written by a fellow by the name of Frank Henenlotter. This guy was mainly known for doing the movie Basket Case and Basket Case 2 and Basket Case 3, which funny enough, Joe told us about another movie that we should check out, which I didn't know was directed by the same guy, which is Frankenhooker, which we still got to check that movie out at some point. I want to check out that movie.
I heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Joe from Late Night Psychorama told us about it. He said that we should watch it.
Okay, yeah, that's probably it. I think I might have started it once.
Yeah.
I didn't get very far.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this stars a guy by the name of Rick Hurst. I don't really quite know this guy. I'm not going to read everything that he's done, but let's see here. He's done quite a few things. Well, actually not that. Well, he's mainly done a lot of TV shows and for obvious reasons, straight to video stuff, because his acting was not great in this movie. newest movie he did is called Aliu the Dreamer, and he plays as a character called Venus.
What?
Yeah, it's called Aliu. It's spelled Aliu, the Dreamer. And yeah, this came out in 2020. I don't know what it's about, but that's like the most recent thing he's done. Anyway, and then as far as the director goes, he's only done like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Well, technically 12 movies, because a couple of them were documentaries and two of them are shorts. No, I didn't list them all. Obviously, I didn't list them all. Good one. Good bit. Way to end strong. So then, yeah, and that's pretty much about it. I mean, I'm not going to really get too far into the film. Yeah, well, the movie Brain Damage, yeah, I can totally see how, like, this does definitely have kind of that same vibe as, like, Basket Case and the other movies. I have actually seen this movie Brain Damage before, but it's been, like, the last time I saw it was, like, 15 years ago, so I didn't remember really anything about it. But what I was going to do was I was going to not watch it and see if I could try to remember it based off of what I saw 15 years ago and see if I could still get it.
Than me.
Yeah. So, like, and I was going to do that, but then my girl was like, oh, no, I want to watch it, too. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll watch it. But it would have been great because I would have been like, hey, was I accurate, Cameron? You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, but yeah, this movie Brain Damage definitely gave me brain damage for sure from watching it. So Cameron, would you like to read the synopsis or actually the synopsis, but we just like to say the word synopsis?
I told my brother that we still say that, and he just cracked up. He's like, wow. After all this time.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we've been doing it for like over a year. Easy.
Synopsis.
So one morning, a young man wakes to find that a small, disgusting creature, emphasis on that,
yep,
has attached itself to the base of his brainstem. The creature gives him a euphoric state of happiness, but demands human victims in return.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I see here that this movie is listed as a comedy, drama, and horror. I could kind of see, yeah, that's what it's listed on here. It's those are the three categories. I can kind of see the horror aspect, only because of the effects and a lot of the effects that were used in this movie. But the drama, not so much, because I didn't really take this movie too seriously. And I could see a little bit of the comedic elements to it, although
maybe because it's really cheesy sometimes.
Sometimes
like incidental comedy.
I would, yeah, the intentional comedy was very cheesy, but the unintentional stuff was actually pretty funny, I think. But yeah. So Cameron, do you want to go with how this movie starts, or should I start off the film?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So this movie basically starts off with these two old fucks who are basically, they're living their normal life, I guess. And one of them is like, oh, hey, honey, it's time to feed Elmer, which we find out. They have some, I don't know, at this point, we don't know if it's a pet or if it's their child or adopted kid or whatever the fuck. So she's like, oh, here I, so she comes home from like the butcher and she's got a bag. And like he's like, oh, here, let me go feed this to Elmer. And we find out that she got animal brains from the butcher. Or I'm sorry, it's the guy, the husband that got it, whatever, who the fuck cares. So the wife goes to the bathtub to feed Elmer the fucking brains, but Elmer's gone. So her and her husband are freaking out, fucking breaking dishes and opening up like cabinets and just fucking up the whole, their whole apartment to look
like
for this
really
Elmer.
Freaking out. I don't know if I can emphasize that.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know, they're willing to like break all their furniture. And it's crazy like how they the wife screams like crazy. Like it just the way how she does it was like way over the fucking top for some reason.
Turned my sound like way down.
Yeah, I did too.
It kept like going way up and then way down and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
People are gonna think someone's dying in here.
Yeah, that's what me and my girl had to do, too. Like, we had to turn down the volume, especially when that lady was screaming. Like,
they just shriek.
Yeah. And so then, after that, they start literally going to almost every person's apartment to be like, oh, hey, can we check your bathtub? And they run in. And then, like,
so creepy.
Yeah, then this lady is like, why the fuck are you trying to go into my bathtub? What the fuck you doing, you old crack-ass white bitch walking down the street? And so, like, he's, like, going in to checking the bathtub. Obviously, Elmer's not there. So they do that. They basically do that with almost every apartment, except for this one apartment, which it's with this guy, Brian, and his brother, Mike, I want to say his name is. Anyway, so, yeah, sure. Brian and his brother. They lived together in a fucking studio apartment. And, like, I guess he wakes up and he's feeling, like, really sick. And I guess apparently him and his girlfriend are supposed to go out on a date or something to some fucking concert or whatever. But he's like, oh, no, I'm sick. I don't feel too well. Hey, Mike, my brother, would you be a good brother and take my girlfriend out to go watch the concert? And he's like, okay, which weird enough, you could tell the brother has the hots for the girlfriend. Because he always does these weird things where he's like, oh, hey. And when she turns around, he's like smelling her hair and he's like wanting to grab her and shit. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so then when he leaves and Brian, he wakes up, he finds out there's blood in the back of his neck. And he's like, what the fuck? A shitload of blood. So he goes and then he finds out that I guess when he sees that there's a lot of blood, there is this creature that comes out and it talks and it says, hello, my name's Elmer. And what did this creature look like, Cameron? Because I want to see if you thought the exact same thing that I thought.
I'm trying to pin it down. Are you thinking like a reference to something?
Oh, yes. I mean, I have the answer already. And both me and my girl said it at the same time, that this creature was very big and very purple and very
veiny.
It kind of
looks like Aelin, like from the movies.
It looks like an Aelin?
Alien.
Oh, it looks like an...
From Alien versus Predator.
Oh, like a xenomorph?
A little bit. Or like a little...
Except it looked like a penis. Version. Except it looked like a big purple veiny penis, and it had balls and testicles for a head,
and like a weird little mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of did look like that, which they do like directly reference, so that makes absolute sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be like Dr. Alien, where you took away my fun and I said she had a big purple veiny head, but it was a big blue veiny head. And this creature, is it fair to say now that this creature was big and purple and veiny?
It was, in fact, big, purple, and veiny.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. So then we find out that this creature is some sort of a parasite. What it does is it opens its mouth and it goes to the back of this guy's neck and like uses its like it opens its mouth really big and sticks like some kind of a needle it has in its mouth through his brain and gives it like blue juice where it's some kind of a drug that makes him hallucinate or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's on acid or something.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then during that time, he just goes and he's like, starts going on a killing rampage, which you would think that this a creature this small wouldn't be so strong, but apparently right. It is, I guess.
I think it like alters his brain chemistry or something. Like, sort of controls him. That might be why it's so strong.
No. I meant the creature itself. Like you wouldn't think that the creature is strong. Like, strength-wise.
Oh, like, physically strong?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
So, we get to the part where we're... There's the first victim, which turns out to be this... I don't know. He's a security guard at a junkyard. I don't know. He gets really excited that Brian is breaking in because I guess he starts putting on his uniform all proper and he gets his fucking gun and he's like
finally.
Getting exactly. So he goes out and then when Brian is like tripping out on different lights and stuff, which this guy like really overacts and like acts really really weird. Like, he'll, like, jump around and be like, like, that kind of shit. Like, he's kind of like what Cameron does, like, out in public. But, so
exactly.
Then, yeah. So then, the security guy comes out. And he's like, freeze, motherfucker! And he's like, hey, man, chill out. Don't you see the lights? And he's like, shut the fuck up! You're under arrest, you piece of shit! And as he's handcuffing him, Oh, yeah, Elmer, the purple veiny creature, Elmer, fucking, like, lunges himself onto the security's forehead, and, like, dives in, where only his back tail end is, like, wiggling back and forth, and he's, like, and then we don't know what he's doing, but then we find out he's eating his brains, and so he dies, and I guess apparently this blue juice makes his victim stupid too, because after like the fucking Elmer pops out of the guy's brain after like eating through his head, the guy Brian's like, is that guy okay? And then even Elmer, the creature's like, well, no, of course he's not okay. He's dead. I chewed through his brains and I ate through his head. Of course he's dead. Like, and he's like,
what
whoa.
Yeah. Elmer's voice sound like to you?
It kind of sounded like a little bit like the old school claymated Frosty the Snowman guy.
Yeah. Because I got like an old timey like jazz club vibe or something. I don't know. Like he's gonna sing a Frank Sinatra song or something.
Yeah, kind of. Because like, he did kind of he kind of did have that sort of sound to it too, where he's like, it's like, hey Brian, if you want some of my juice, you know, you're gonna have to beg for it, and I'm gonna go ahead and you know, I'm gonna wait because we'll see who cracks first because. My juice, my blue purple juice, is very addictive. Like that kind of shit. I don't know. It's weird.
If it was purple, we could have said it's purple veiny juice.
I know. Well, the juice did look purple, kind of.
It
kind
of did.
But it was actually like a dark blue. But the creature was purple. So why couldn't the juice have been purple too? The only reason why we knew it was blue juice was because Elmer, the creature, said my blue juice.
Oh, wow. Very insightful.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
So after that, Brian still hasn't really understood what's happening. I think also why he doesn't know what's going on is because, like, what he's seeing is just, like, so intense that he's just tripping out on that, and he can't clearly see what's around
him. Of course, I suck dick for weed.
Hey, at least I don't do it for blue cheese from a purple veiny monster. We're a step up now. Let's suck it, Brian. Then...
Oh, that sounds just like me. Wow.
I guess they realize, like, his brother and his girlfriend, that he's kind of acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
So his girlfriend's like, you know, like, are we going out? You know, we have a date tonight? And he's like, yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. But, like, you could tell he's, like, mentally absent. So they go, and they're having dinner, and what do you think getting meatballs kind of turn into, Richard?
They turn into brains, like little brains.
Oh. He's like, oh, I'm not hungry. And he starts tripping the fuck out. And he, like, he wants to tell her, hey, I have a purple veiny monster in my brain. But every time he tells
it's not in his brain. It's in his stomach. Or it's, like, wrapped around his body. But we only find that out because there's a scene where it shows where the monster was hiding, or the creature was hiding the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So then okay, what happens so, next?
hold on, I'll check my notes real quick.
Okay.
Then we get the club scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he's tripping out on, like, blue juice because he goes into, like, a random fucking alleyway, and he's like, "All right, like, give me some more of that stuff, man. Like, you know, I want to see fucking colors and shit, man. Like I want to get hype, man." He's like, "All right, I'll give you a little more." And he just fucking goes into a club and starts, like, dancing like a crazy motherfucker.
Because he's seeing a bunch of lights again, and when you're at a club and there's already lights, I'm pretty sure it intensifies, like, a million times more if he's on that blue juice.
Yeah, I can only imagine what he's seeing. He's probably just, like, overloaded by just all kinds of shit. But he picks up a chick in like 10 seconds, and all he's doing is like rubbing himself against a giant speaker like a weirdo.
Well, he doesn't pick up on the girl. The girl actually picks up on him because she sees him and she goes up to him.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just calling and like how I saw it.
All right, so the girl picks up him. And then what happens?
Picks up him? The girl picks up him.
The girl picks him up. Not physically, though.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to sip on my beer now.
Okay. So then... joke like a big purple dick like this purple monster, which actually happens in this scene. Like, she goes, they go to the back, and she's like, "Ooh, let me see your peepee." And he's like, "All right, you let me just pull down my zipper to show you my peepee." And she's like, "Ooh," and she's putting her hands in his pants to get out his Mr. Wiener, but it's not Mr. Wiener, it's Mr. Purple Elmer. Mr. Purple Veiny Elmer pops out, and he sticks himself in her mouth, and it actually looks, and because it's not showing his head, it's only showing his body, and it's attached to Brian's pants, it looks like she's actually performing fellatio on a big purple veiny wiener. like a weird alien wiener of some kind. So they, and then you just see
like it all came together.
Yeah,
in that moment for us.
Exactly. And I'm like thinking, oh, that actually is a big purple veiny wiener. Although it just looks like it, to be fair, because it's actually the alien. Or no, not an alien. We don't even know if this is an alien. We just know it's some kind of a weird creature. And yeah, so he's eating her brains and blood's coming out of her mouth as if she's getting a overload of cum shot, but it's not cum, it's blood. So it's coming out of her mouth and she dies and he runs away, goes back home, and he goes into this alley part of their apartment place or whatever. And he, for some reason, he takes off his pants and his underwear because he like realizes there's blood on his underwear and he's like, what's going on? And that's when we see the and then that's when we see the old guy from the beginning of the film, the opening scene, come out. And he's like, where is Elmer? Where? Or actually, should we role play on this? You want to you want to be Brian and I'll be the old guy? Okay. Action scene. Where's Elmer?
He's mine. You can't have him.
You mean you named your fucking... You named this thing Elmer?
You named this thing Elmer?
Not...
I like the clue.
Not Elmer. Almer. A-L-E-M-E-R. Named after the deity. And that's when he starts fucking
like
going...
Elmar?
Elmar. Like, he's like... He's
Elmer?
Like, it's, yeah, one of those. And he's like going full on fucking history class. He's named after the deity and from 10,000 years ago. And I'm going to name this period, which was the medieval ages. And I'm going to name this period, which was the Spanish Inquisition. And then I'm going to go into this other period. And then finally, until I get up to World War II, when Hitler said, and then he sold the Elmar to some guy, and then it was the Wild West or whatever, and then finally 30 years ago I bought him off of an auction and then I lost him to you, I guess.
Wow.
History lesson over.
A really long history lesson you just told me.
Yeah,
but I don't care because he's mine. So fuck off.
Give him to me now. If you don't, then I'm going to go through a withdrawal, like as if it was heroin.
Well, I know that you were like foaming at the mouth and shit, but
yeah.
Too bad. Because like, I need him. So like, get out of my face,
Cool
guy.
Don't run away. Don't run away. I need him back. I'm going to bang on a trash can.
Is it just me or does like the old guy like almost looks like he like physically changes like significantly?
He looks
like he's half dead.
Yeah, he looks like he's decomposing slowly. Which I think that's what happens, like, when they don't get his juice, they start to, like, they start to rot. And that's why...
Yeah, that's why I think it was, like, the whole brain chemistry thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he makes them, like, literally dependent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, chemically dependent, like you, that you would be willing... to do what that lady did before she had her brains eaten for some of that
juice. Yeah,
hopefully
I don't get my brains eaten. Oh, yeah, and I almost forgot. The old guy's like, really? You fed him human brains, dude? Like, you're making him way stronger. What's wrong with you? And he's like, I don't care. Like, whatever.
I don't think it's that he didn't care. I think it's like he doesn't know because, like, he didn't remember. He didn't even really remember what was going on.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that, Cameron?
So then he gets his own hotel room because, mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess he's just freaking out and all paranoid.
Well, no,
his mother and his girlfriend are like up in his stuff.
Well, no, he got a hotel room because which is weird because I thought this was like the creature making him see shit. Like, mm-hmm. his brother and his girlfriend end up fucking. And so, like, I guess he gets a hotel room because he realizes, because I think at some point the creature told him that he killed the girl, and that's how he got the blood on his underwear, and he also killed the security guard. So he's like, okay, I gotta be in control because I can't let this creature control me. So that's why he got a hotel room, to try to be in control again, to see if he could do that. And then, so basically, him, which I thought this was like really stupid, because like apparently, I mean, judging by the fucking Professor Einstein's fucking history lesson that went on for like 30 fucking minutes, this thing is like, I'm assuming, like thousands of years old. And yet if this thing has lived for that long, it definitely has way more knowledge than this fucking 20 some odd year old guy, I'm assuming. And so he's like, oh, well, then I don't need any more of your juice. I'm going to be in control. He's like, all right, fine. When you're going to start to vomit, you're going to go through all these withdrawals, and your body's going to start to decompose, and you're going to feel like you're dying, and you're going to get
like
to a point.
Like a doctor, like giving symptoms or something.
Yep, that's exactly what it sounded like when the creature was explaining it to Brian. And Brian's like, no, I'm going to overcome it. And they just keep going on and on, to a point where, like, even the creature's like singing some kind of a weird jazz song or something. I'm just assuming it's jazz. I don't know. But yeah.
Sure.
Hours and hours go by. I don't know exactly how long, but it's implied that it's been a very, very long time. And it gets to a point where Brian's just like, please, please, I can't take it anymore. Give me some juice. Please, please give me some juice. And Elmer's like, all right, fine, I'll give you some juice. We're buddies after all. But you're going to have to give me something in return. And that's when he like takes him out. They go outside of the hotel. And for some reason, he goes into a public shower. And there's like this really buff dude taking a shower. And he's like, hey, are you okay? Don't worry, nobody's going to bug you in here. And we thought that he was going to get killed, but no, he doesn't get killed. He just walks away. And then Elmer comes out, and like, we thought he was going to kill that buff dude, but turns out he didn't. And what's his name? Brian's like trying to look for him until he like kills some guy that's taking a shit.
I was a little like paranoid to take a dump after that. I was like, shit. gotta double check. Don't want no Elmer swimming up here. Okay, yeah, I get it. I'm not funny. Yeah, thanks.
No, I was making a pooping sound.
Oh, okay.
Because he was in the shitter.
Oh, yeah.
God, fucking paranoid, aren't we?
Hey, not as much as Brian.
That's true. That is true. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
I don't know if this was maybe in the previous scene or in the next scene, but when he like trips out so hard that he thinks he like pulled out off his ear.
Yeah.
And, that was like all that hair or whatever that was. Like he's like the like a magician, like pulling out like the cloth from like his sleeve.
Yeah.
Except it's like hair, and then he just straight up rips off his ear.
Damn, is that what it was? I thought it was like pieces of brain or something, but it was hair.
I don't know. It looked like it was like dark or something, like tangled.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was. Me and my girl were kind of like, is he pulling out like chunks of like brain with brain stem or something, or what is that?
He probably was.
Like, what is this?
I was making tacos while I was watching that, and I was just like, usually they don't get to me, but I was like, it actually kind of grossed me out for once. But I was like, damn, that's actually like pretty good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty gnarly. You just tell the extent to which he's just like spiraling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his girlfriend tracks him down at some point while he's on the train.
Well, that was after he finds out that him and his brother and his girlfriend are fucking in the living room. And I thought it was a trippy dream that the creature gave him, but it turned out it was real. It was real. And that fucking scene went on for a long time. And me and my girl, we were even like making fun of that sex scene because the girl, while she's fucking the brother, she's just going, like that. It was so stupid. It was like the weirdest sound, like fucking sounds we've ever heard. It was like, that's not how it sounds. It sounds way better than that. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that scene did really highlight though that like sometimes you're just genuinely not sure if what you're seeing is like real or if it's like manufactured in his head somehow.
Yeah.
Because of Elmer.
Yeah. But it turns out it was real because he goes up and like the brother and the girlfriend, they're like, well, you weren't home and you were leaving all the time. You didn't want to talk to us. So what'd you expect? Of course we'd fuck. And then like, and Brian's not even pissed off because I don't think he even cares at this point because he realizes that he's fucked anyway. So he's like, it's like, listen, I care about both of you because you're my brother and you're my girlfriend and I don't want anything to happen to either one of you. And the problem is that this creature, when he gets hungry for brains, he feeds me drugs. So I don't even remember I'm killing people, so I won't even care because I'll be in such a happy euphoric state. So just do yourselves a favor, just so that way I know for a fact that I'm not going to end up killing you guys. Just move far, far away. And he runs away, and then the fucking girlfriend follows him, like you said, to the train station.
And then, like she sits right next to him, too.
Mm-hmm. And in the train scene, we do get a cameo appearance, because it takes place in the same universe. Yep. We get an appearance by the main protagonist of Basket Case because he's carrying the basket with his deformed brother in there. And they're sitting across from each other.
Oh my God, I got to see that again.
You don't remember that part?
No, I didn't notice him. Like, damn it.
You didn't remember a guy that had like a little wicker basket and it had a padlock on it?
No, I just remember like the lady that like looked over. That was it.
You totally missed that part. It was the main protagonist from Basket Case. I mean, it was cool. it was very short and quick, but I mean, I'm surprised you missed that part.
It was probably when I like stepped out of the room for a second.
Because it took place in the same universe. It takes place in the same time period.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I appreciate that then. I'll have to go back and look at it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
So his girlfriend's like sitting next to him, and I guess you want to like... Oh, wait, he doesn't really say anything back, so I guess it wouldn't be, like, a really good roleplay. Basically, she's like, I care about you, and, like, you know, even though I'm, like, fucking your brother, you know, I still care, and I see that you're a little different now, and, like, that's okay, and yada, 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 whatever she says. But while she's talking, and he's not saying anything, because every time
Shut
it gets dark for a second,
up!
We see Elmer poking out of his mouth, and he, like, slurps him back in for a second. Whenever she, like, looks back at him and it gets light again. So we know it's just coming. It's a matter of time. And then she kisses him.
And
Richard, what happens with that?
While they're kissing, Elmer is eating her brains from inside the mouth. And we know this because blood's coming out of her mouth. Except the difference is we don't see, we don't see her as if she's getting sucking on a big purple veiny dick with blood coming out of her mouth. It's just, you know, the guy and her touching lips and stuff. Which I thought it would have been funny if they would have showed that again. Like you just see that purple veiny creature, but just like his body stick out as if it was a wee wee. As if it was a Mr. Wee Wee Pee Pee Wiener. I was wondering when you were going to crack. Mr. Doodoo Kaka Pee Pee Wee Wee Wiener Wiener. Mr. Pee Pee. Mr. Pee Pee Wee Wee. Mr. Pee Pee Wee Wee Wiener. Wiener Hot Dog Wiener. Wiener Sausage. Twinkie. Creamfield Twinkie. Mr. Twinkie. Oh, wow. But anyway.
Yeah. And then that lady just looks over and is like, yeah, whatever. You know, kind of like young kids on the bus making out and shit.
Yeah.
Rolls but even, eyes.
And then so he like closes her eyes to like, I don't know. And then he just leaves. And then she's just laying there dead with blood coming out of her mouth and nobody's saying anything. And then that's when I guess we get to the part where he's in the fucking alleyway again, I guess. And this like, time...
just keeps going back to the same one.
Yeah. And instead of like... instead of just being the old man brings backup, which is his annoying screaming wife... And he has like
she screams so much.
Yeah, she does. And like he's has a gun, but he's got like that World War II. Is it like a German Mauser pistol or something? Is that what
that's
it's called?
What I thought it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's what it's called, but it's like one of those German pistols or whatever.
It's
and
just, you wonder if it even shoots.
Well, apparently it did, because when some guy just walked down, he's like, hey, what's going on? He just turns and shoots, and he's like, ah, and he runs away. And
that old man's ready to cap a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So then the old lady grabs Elmer, and she's like, oh, Elmer, we missed you. And Elmer just out of nowhere fucking attacks her, just like how he's been attacking everybody else, just sticking himself inside of their heads and wiggling his little tail back and forth around. And then...
it looks like a little sperm dude.
Yeah, actually.
Purple veiny one.
Yeah, like a purple veiny sperm with a big giant brain head thing. Or a head that's shaped like a brain.
Mm-hmm. So then
the old man goes and then he grabs Elmer and then he's like, come on, don't do this to me. And then like he does the same thing to the old man, but instead of like the very front of the forehead, he gets him on the side of his head. And so the old man falls down and we think he's dead. And like the Brian guy is like, oh, hey, I need some more juice, man. I'm running low. We got to get out of here. Give me some more juice. He's like, all right, fine. I'll give you some juice. And as Elmer's giving Brian the juice, the old man gets up, grabs Elmer, and squeezes him really hard, and to a point where blue juice just keeps constantly going inside of Brian's brain, and it's not stopping. And finally, it does kind of stop, but he pulls
the old man pulls a Elmer out, and he squeezes him really hard until, like, I guess his eyeballs start bulging out and it pops. And then as soon, and then, like, the whole time, when he drops Elmer to the ground, like, the old man dies, and Elmer's just, like, gagging, and he's like, like that. And then it's like he just keeps doing it, and then finally he dies. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Brian is like screaming his lungs out, like what Cameron did in the very, very beginning part. He's like,
again, I had to turn my sound like way down.
Yeah. And because he's like growing like extra skin on his forehead. So he runs and he knocks on his apartment door, and his brother answers. And then he's like, hold on, get out of my way. I got to go to my room. And then he goes to his room, and then like he locks the door. Brian grabs the Mauser pistol and he's like pointing it at his own head. And he pulls the trigger, and we see all of a sudden, like, lights, bright lights that are outside of the window, like, from the view. And then so the police and everybody come in, and they bust through Brian's door, and his brother's like, Brian, oh, my God. And they show Brian, and then he has a huge fucking hole in his head, but, like, a big-ass one. And there's just constant lights, like a beam of light coming out of the top of his head.
Like a whole universe in there.
Yeah, and then, like, and then it gets dark, turns to black, and we see the same light, and we see lightning, and then that's when the credits roll, and that, folks, was the end of the movie.
Yeah, it was.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Empires, demons, apples, mice, gnomes, barbarians, saxophones, dice. Fate of Ison is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast from New Zealand. The players are comedians, and the Dungeon Master is very, very patient. Check out fateofison.com to discover fan art, cast profiles, and a whole new world of adventure.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.
Okay, and we're back. And speaking of commercials, Cameron, we had to upload some what we call bumpers on our things. And I actually made one. I made two, which the first one you already heard, Cameron, which was the one where you were like, oh, hey, this is Cameron from Bad Rad Movies. And then, like, it's where you were like, that. So that was the first one.
Just around the corner.
and then I made another one because I didn't want to, because I made another one because I didn't want to, like, you know, I didn't want to use, like, the same thing. Or like a, or the other one. So I made one too. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play the commercial that I made for us. And you let me know what you think, Cameron. Hey, Cameron. Hey, Cameron, get up. It's time for us to record another episode. What stupid movie do you want to do? Cameron? Get up. Are you okay? Oh my God. Cameron is dead. Check out Bad Red Movies.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.
Is that like a follow-up? My other one? Like you heard me on the corner going...
Yeah, it was the one when you were coughing and stuff. Which, if you guys want to check here, I'll just play this one just so that way you guys know what it is.
Hey, this is Cameron here from the podcast Bad Rad Movies.
Fuck.
I'm okay.
Necropodicon. Apparently. Hard to pronounce? Easy to
Those are good.
Yeah. It was good. I liked
Sounds it. Like you worked real hard on that.
No, it took me like 2 seconds. Took one take.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Anyway. Take, huh? Hey, so Cameron, so do you know what time it is?
Is it bad, bad, or bad, rad, or...
Yes, that is correct, Cameron. And how does this work, Cameron, for those listeners that, you know, are listening to this episode first?
So, we rate it out of 10. And if it's 5 or above, it's rad bad, which means we liked it. And if it's below that, then it's bad bad, which means you don't like it, and you don't want people to know about it. And if it's, say, a 4.9, it means they kind of liked it, but you're embarrassed about that. So it's not quite rad bad.
What's funny was that the whole time Cameron was explaining it, I was trying to grab the bad rad wheel of shit because I realized we were going to have to do that at some point. And I was having a tough time going through, and I had to like kind of like carefully like place my foot over like a box and foot over like a pile of stuff. And then I grabbed it and I came back. And as soon as I sat back down, that's when I heard Cameron went, and because you don't want people to think that you're a low life piece of shit or whatever he said.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. But yes, that is correct. That is how it works. So, Cameron, do you want to go first or should I go first?
You can go first.
Okay, great. So, Cameron, so what did you like about this movie, and what did about this movie? And finally, what score would you give this movie out of a TN?
So, what I liked about it? I liked that it was really weird. Like, I like the whole basket case universe thing. It's different. It's definitely like a culty movie, and I appreciate those kind of movies. I liked some of the gore effects, even if they made me realize those may be a tad squeamish. I appreciated that. And I liked the unintentional and the intentional comedic elements. I mean, it's seriously purple veiny little monster. Like, we've been waiting the whole time we're doing the show for that to happen. Like, seriously. I guess acting could have been worse too, so it's sort of an incidental plus. What I didn't like about it, it's also kind of the acting, because they were not good enough to not give away what was going to happen. What else did I like? It was actually kind of hard to think of what I didn't really like. Maybe the guy giving like a 15-minute like lecture on Elmer. Okay. Could just say he's like really old. Okay. And I guess how kind of dumb Brian was being sometimes. Like, dude, you're literally like killing people. I don't care how like bright and colorful they are. I'm pretty sure you can tell they're dead, bro.
Well, to be fair, it did say that he did say that he didn't remember what was going on. He didn't remember anything.
Okay.
And that applies to you too. You forget quite easily too.
What?
I said that applies to you too. You forget quite easily too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's kind of it. I mean, it was a little corny, but that's not necessarily a full-on con. So, yeah, I guess I'll give it, like, because if kind of a good culty movie, maybe not a great overall movie, I'll give it, like, a 7.
Wow, that's pretty high.
Yeah, it was like, weirdly entertaining. I wasn't bored for once, so that's cool.
Okay.
So, Richard Sucker, what would you like about the movie? What you not like about the movie? What would you give it out of a 10?
What I liked about the movie, yeah, I liked some of the kill scenes. I liked some of the effects that they put in, especially for a 1988 movie. I thought it was pretty good for a 88 movie. And like you, I do like the fact that this took place in the same basket case cinematic universe. And I like the fact that we actually saw the character, the main protagonist, and the basket, which his brother is in. The train section part, I'm glad we got to see that. That's kind of about it. What I didn't like about the movie, I don't know. I felt like this movie was a little bit boring. I mean, it wasn't boring a lot, but there was like, points. There were some points in the movie where I was just kind of like, okay, like when he was in the hotel room scene, like before he went to the shower part, like he was just walking around. I was just like, oh God, can we get to the fucking point? Or like the fucking sex scene went on for way too fucking long. The sex scene was way too long, in my opinion. Like, it was too long because I kept making fun of the whole, like, I was counting how many times the girl kept on moaning the same way, like, like over and over again. Like, I think I must have counted like 20 or 30 of them. But yeah, I don't know. I really liked Basket Case and the sequels, but this one. I mean, obviously, I would have to guess with you that you liked Basket Case better than this movie, right?
From what I remember, yes. But I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I don't know. I haven't seen Basket Case in a while, which I think I'm going to start watching that again and the sequels. Same. But I have a feeling, I know for a fact that I like that movie better than this. Because this was like, because, like, I don't know. I mean, as much as I would have, I mean, it was basically almost kind of the same movie. Like, you have a guy, and you have this weird, yeah, like, sort of, like, kind of a rehash. Like, you have a young guy who has this sort of a creature that goes out and kills people. That kind of thing. Except the difference is that with Basket Case, it was his brother. Like, it was another human, but he was just, like, deformed, and he was very monster-like. But from what I remember, did the brother, like, just went out and start randomly killing people? Or I don't think it was just random, right? It was, like, mainly, from what I can remember, I think the brother was, like, defending himself in a sense, I think.
Yeah, I think he had a bit of a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, like, I don't think the brother had any evil intentions. This creature did. So it's like, I don't know. The thing I liked about Basket Case was that, you know, you had this sibling brotherly love kind of thing, and this relationship between like the normal human brother and this weird deformed one that lives in a basket, Where this one, it's like, okay, there's this guy and there's this creature that's just taking advantage of him, and he's clearly evil because he's just randomly going out killing people because he wants to eat their brains. But I don't know. I didn't quite like this movie. I mean, I appreciated a lot of the effects that it had, and I liked, and some of the acting, although the over the top stuff, some of them was very cheesy. It got old pretty quick. And yeah, I didn't quite like the movie. If I had to give this movie out of a 10, I'll probably give it like maybe a 4.4. Although technically that's still way better than Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like if I saw Basket Case right before it, my score would have probably been lower.
Probably.
But I didn't, so I kind of had a bit of a fresh head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, you know, only thing is I'd have to find out from a third party on who gets the point. Because technically, I don't know. How are we going to do this? Because you like the movie and I don't. So who would get the point?
Oh, damn.
Neither one of us. Hold on, let me get a third party in here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, babe. All right, hey, babe. So we have a little bit of an issue. Cameron likes the movie. I don't like the movie. He gave it a 7. I gave it a 4.4. So by it has to be unanimous on who gets the point. Because right now, Cameron has 3 points and I have 6 points. Because just to over-explain, I listened back to a couple episodes and I said that Cameron had 2 points and I had 5. But really, like, it was, I was incorrect. So I apologize. So, yeah. Anyway, so he has 3 points and I have 6 points. Yes. Yeah. So we're making, because he doesn't like the movie and I, or he likes the movie and I don't, there's no way to get a point. So I told him I'm going to get a third party in here. We need a tiebreaker. Okay. So I'm not going to ask what you liked about the movie and what you didn't like about the movie, but I'm going to ask, what would you give the movie that we watched, Brain Damage, out of a 10? Oh, my
God. Dun, dun, dun.
Say that louder.
I would give it a 3.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Alrighty, yeah. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Is Cameron brain damaged for giving it a 7? Oh!
Well, apparently I'm dead too, so...
Cameron said, that apparently, might be it. Cameron said, apparently I'm dead too because I played the fucking commercial.
Oh my God.
So I guess, you know, that kind of goes well.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, I guess I get the point. So I have 7.
I'd even, like, honestly, I kind of forgot that that was one of my movies.
Yeah, it was your movie. So, I guess that's I get funny. The point. So, I have 7 points now, and Cameron has 3.
Dang.
But he could still catch up. Hey, you know what time it is now, Cameron?
It's a bad red wheel of shit time.
Yes, that is correct. And I would normally play the thing, but you already did it. So, I'm not even. I like yours better. So how does this work, Cameron?
It's because I stumbled.
Yeah.
You spin the wheel, and it lands on something. Then we do that, or one of them next to it, if it's a choose option.
That is correct. All right. Well, the movies that are left on the wheel are. Let me see. I'm gonna start with your movies. Chud. A Conspiracy of Lies, and Incredibly Strange Creatures That Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies. And the movies that are left on my part is Warriors of the Wasteland, Terminal Force, and Dance Fu. So, without further ado, I am going to go ahead and spin the wheel. Hold on a sec.
Is that the wheel spinning music?
Yes. Okay. All right, ready, set, go.
Actually, time my flips left, like every time. It's just like a reflex.
It's spinning.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
It's spinning.
It makes me feel important. You know?
Oh, okay. All right, well, it obviously landed on a choose option. So, Cameron, you have the choice of either choosing Warriors of the Wasteland or Incredibly Strange Creatures That Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies. Which one do you choose?
I'm going to choose the one with the long title.
Wait, what is it though?
The creature one.
Well, what is the title?
The Incredibly Strange Creatures That Stopped Something and Then Became Mixed Up Zombies Instead.
Damn, that was very close. Like, the only word that you didn't say was living. Yeah, you actually almost got it.
It was like a really long title, and that's straight up the only reason I chose it. It's the longest one I can find.
Yeah, I bet. Anyway, so yeah, that's the movie we're going to do next. And I have a feeling I'm going to win this, but who knows? I mean, you could still win it because there's still like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies left, and you have 3 points and I have 7. So let's say if you got all of these, if you won all these, you would beat me. So you could still win it.
Yeah, right on the table here.
Yeah, don't give up yet. So, yeah. Anyway, so contact details, Cameron.
Oh, shit. Bad Red Movies at facebook.com.
Sure, why not?
Something like that.
Sure.
Bad Red Movies Podcast on Twitter. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
It's bad.
badradmovies@gmail.com.
sure.
Am I forgetting anything?
The Instagram.
Bad Rad Movies Podcast,
yes, on Instagram. And what's the Twitter one again, because you fucked that one up?
Oh, it's at Bad Rad Movies.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
It's not really yes, because you fucked it up and you butchered it.
Well, it could be the same on like all of them, and then I wouldn't mix them up.
Well, then if I would have made them all the same, then you would have got it right. It's better if you fuck it up.
Oh, wow. I actually didn't know it was intentional.
Anyway, so this has been Bad Rad Movies. Feel free to comment and subscribe or whatever listening platform you're on or whatever. And don't forget to check out all the other shows on their network, the Necropodicon Network. Movies like Indie Film Review and Shivers and Grow Out of It and Fate of Icin and Waffles and Mario, which they'll be the first podcast I heard to win an Academy Award. Yeah. And many, many other great shows. Like, yeah. just check out the website and you'll know. Yeah. You'll definitely
just check it out, man.
Yeah, just check out the website. I mean, they got a lot of shows on there. I can't remember all of them. I'll try to remember them, you know. Anyway.
We'll just go through the list.
Yeah.
We'll just say each one.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Times.
You know what? No. You know what? I'm just gonna go on the website right now. All right, and
yeah. The Jeopardy theme music.
No, I don't need to put on the Jeopardy theme music, but I could. But you know what I could do is I could here. Do me a favor. Hold on, Cameron. Do me a favor. Say, Say. Oh man. Oh God. I wish it was. I could stay longer. Or no. Wait. No. I'll say that. No. I don't. Oh, we're gonna role play. Hold on. We'll get this right. Say, oh man, this was too short. I wish we could have recorded longer. Say it.
Oh shit, this is cool. I wish we could have recorded longer.
Oh yeah, no problem. Here, I'll record right now. Look, I'm recording.
Oh fucking shit, motherfucker, shit, fucking bitch, fuck.
Damn. You got really mad when I said that. Jeez, you're such an angry person.
It happens being on the corner. You develop a thick skin.
Anyway, so on the Necropodicon Network, check out shows like The Role Playing Guys, Indie Film Review, Bad Rad Movies, which is our podcast, The Fate of Ison, Waffles and Mario Talk About Things, Sons of the Father, Grow Out of It, Shivers, Gunpowder Treason, No Plot, How to Survive a Horror Movie, A Necessary Evil, and of course, On the Shoulder. So yeah, just go to necropodicon.com and you'll see all of the shows that are on there. And there might be more. Who knows? There might be more later on in the future. Anyway.
Possibly.
Yeah. So, as usual, have a good one.
Have a good bit.
Way to end.
We'll be right back.
God damn it. I held a fart for like a minute and it was just a little poof.